Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of August 2017, and this is the 636th Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. I'm feeling a little bit all over the place today. I think part of it is due to the weather. It's very windy, and wind is very much a spring thing here. We've had this beautiful, calm weather during the winter, and this feels like the change coming, and I find it really hard to settle when it's windy. It's made me think about this winter hibernation that I'm doing at the moment, which my plan was to do it until the equinox, and the winter weather really suits a hibernation time, a time to focus in, but the winds don't, and so I'm going to have to find a way of embracing the wind, which would be the best thing, to see it as a positive thing, or focus strongly enough to ignore it. The winds often come with warmer weather as well, so it's a bit harder to... it is harder to focus on one thing. It's as if the wind just scatters everything in your mind, or in my mind. It probably doesn't for you. I just saw a friend who had walked to the cafe, and we saw each other there, and she said she really liked the wind, the way it was blowing all the cobwebs away. And so I suppose there are two, well, there are lots of ways of looking at it, but there are two specifically, and that is to think of the wind as a cleansing, as opposed to a scattering force. Which I wonder what that does in terms of hibernation, because in a way, I suppose the hibernation is staying with what you have, whether it's cobwebby or not, and maybe more deliberately moving the cobwebby bits away, rather than the randomness that the wind can bring. So as you can probably tell, I'm struggling a bit today. I am struggling to concentrate, and I'm also a bit tired because I very stupidly stayed up late last night. I got engrossed in a game, and time just flew by. So I suspect I'll also feel better when I've had enough sleep. I think I'm having a writer's cave tonight as well, and I'm hoping that that's going to happen. There's just one other person who would be coming, so if he doesn't, I'm not sure how well I'll be able to carry that through, given that I'm not very energetic. But I managed it on Tuesday, so that means that I can manage it today. But it would be great if he came along too, and that we could urge each other along a bit. I think my other discomfort today is that this does bring on warmer weather, and I'm resistant to warmth. I'm really resistant to warmth. And again, I think it's something to do with a skinlessness. when it's warmer outside. When it's cold, I feel a definite membrane between me and the external world. And when it's warm, it's as if my inner temperature and the outer temperature are the same. And so my membrane becomes more porous, and I find it harder to contain myself. So it sounds as if it's all about containment at the moment, and I need to think about flow as well. I do hope that you are in a slightly or much better position at the moment, that you're enjoying wind if it's blowing your cobwebs away, and being a bit bracing, and that you're enjoying the warmth if that is warming you up and making you feel at one with the world. I guess that's the other way of looking at this porousness. The friend I go walking with each or a couple of times each week has a completely opposite way of looking or a way of experiencing weather. She is really unhappy in the winter and loves the summer. And it's quite difficult. We sort of see each other, and it's either going to be great for, it's going to be great for one of us or the other, but it's not very often that we can agree that it's a really nice evening or day. And sometimes when it's really, I find it really lovely. I find it hard to contain my pleasure in it, and I expect it's the same for her. It's also hard not to be a grouch when it's going the other way. Just looking out of the window now, the trees are swaying, and I've noticed, even though I have my back to the window when I'm writing, the reflection of the trees blowing kind of wafts across the screen. So there's a real lack of stillness even when I'm sitting with my back to the window. One of the things about this house is that it is really good in different rooms at different times of the year. I guess most houses are like that to some extent, but this one is particularly so, and I think each season really probably makes a different space good for writing. So the other thing that I may need to do now is move away from this room, which has a huge window and through which the winter sun is really lovely, and move into a room that doesn't get the sun at the same time, and the wind, or the trees at least, are less visible. Or at least they're not less visible, but at the trees that I can, that are wafting about outside my living room window, are, well, there are lots of different kinds of trees, but the big one in front of my window is a gum tree, and gum trees really sway, and the leaves really move a lot in a quite beautiful way. They're quite balletic. And looking out of my side window is my oak, which doesn't move at all. So maybe it's time to get an oak view for my writing. It may be a much better symbol for where I'm at or want to be at whilst I'm focusing on my novel this hibernation period. As I said before, I do hope that you're in a a space that's more attuned with your environment, that you've been able to be really engaged with what you've been doing today, that if you haven't, that you're able to step back and give yourself a little bit of a rest, and allow things to just be as they are. That is my hope for myself as well. Just embrace things as they are and just make little adjustments to suit the changes that happen. Thank you very, very much for listening today to my strange ponderings. I'm sorry about the door, it's the wind. Tomorrow's Friday, I've just realised, so I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.